Genesis chapter 12, the famous verses 1 through 3. Now the Lord had said unto Israelis in 2026 in Tel Aviv. Is that what it says?
No.
The Lord said unto the nation of Israel. Is that what it says?
No.
The Lord said unto the race of the Jews. Is that what it says?
No.
Now the Lord had said unto whom?
Abram.
Abram. The Lord said unto Abram, one man, by name, not just any man, Abram the man. Right away, we plainly, clearly, and unmistakably observe that God is speaking directly and singularly to Abram, not a group of people, not a nation of people, not a race of people. He is speaking to one man, Abram. And anybody that interprets those verses to say anything other than that is misleading you. And they're doing it on purpose. 11 times in these three verses, God uses personal pronouns referring directly and singularly to Abram. 11 times. I'm going to use the vernacular you and your instead of thee and thou. But you can read along in those verses as I give you these personal pronouns. So here's 11 times God says to Abraham, you, your, you, your, you. 11 times. I think at the end of that, Abraham probably said to himself, I think God is talking to me.